close tonight, you know, next they're going to get up close to that barn, you know.
They came from something I'm going to have to be brought up, you know.
Now, the open area right immediately around the barn, that would be a pasture. That would be a...
That would be the barnyard.
That would be the barnyard.
That's right.
Yes. What about, did, on this farm that you were on, did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about some work you did when you were in.
Well, we usually planted it, and then we would go and pour it out.
By hand,
with a hoe. And then my daddy would plow it. He'd usually use a cultivator with a team of mules back then. And just, you know, plow it out, clean it out, lay it by. And then it's right then.
Back then
we didn't know anything about poison and stuff like that, but we did have bow weevils and stuff like that. Sometimes we made good cotton crops and sometimes we didn't make nothing. And back then we didn't have drains like we do now, and we had a channel that went through our farm, and that thing would overflow. And it would cover, I remember one 6th of July that it rained for 3 days and nights, and my daddy's corn was tasseling. And we didn't make anything, didn't go in the field because the water was up to the top of them tassels. And that was what they called bottom land. That was down in the flat, the bottom.
Bottom land.
Is that good land? Yes,
sir, great. Any land that overflows is good because you get your sediment, topsoil.
Yeah, what about, you mentioned having drainage canals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call land that you have to drain, get the water off of it?
You mean opening the canals and dredging? Dredge.
In other words, them channels back then, they wasn't.
They were just grown up with trees and, you know, stuff like that, you know. And when the water, when it rains so hard, well, it would rain whatever it'd catch, logs, and I've seen the bridge go.
Yeah.
The channel bridge, I've seen it go.
Yeah, it wasn't proper the channel, you see. Now
they got a dredge boat in there and dredged it out.
They moves that water out, and that land water overflow now like it used to.
What do you call land that's just not good for anything because it has water on it permanently? You might see it out outside the city limits.
Well, that's the land that's not properly drained.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that.
Is that a swamp or something like that?
Well, yeah. Could be. Where it's stays wet all the time.
Swamp.
That is. That's what it is. Swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about raising cotton. Did you ever have any grass or something like that come up a kind of field you didn't want to?
Oh yeah, Johnson grass and crab grass and
huckleberries,
things like that. Trying to keep them cut out.
Yeah,
had
to keep them cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were talking about crops and things. You're saying that you grow cotton and corn in a field. Mm-hmm. Would you grow peas in a field? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We never planted peas in the garden. We always planted our beans and butter beans and tomatoes and turnip greens, lettuce, onions and stuff like that. Beets in the garden. But we had peas in the field. We always had them. What's it called? Pea patch. Mm-hmm.
Would a patch be smaller than a field?
Yeah, it's just a patch. You just cut out a place in the field. So well, we're just going to have 18 rows after peas. And that would be the pea patch.
I don't suppose there's any, you know, field and a patch would be a little smaller. Is mm-hmm. anything smaller than a patch where you grow things?
No, nothing smaller than a patch. You could have inside a patch.
Uh-huh. All right. We were talking about fields. What would you have, say if you had some, you wanted to keep animals out of your field or something like that, you build yourself a...
Just a wire fence around it.
Just a fence around it?
Uh-huh. Just keep them out.
What kinds of fences can you have?
You can have barbed wire, and usually now people have a charge with electric.